Memang ada kelemahannya.
Selamat siang, Pamul.
Selamat siang, Yogi.
Pak,
Emang udah
ini
mau mulai
kita
ya?
belum, Pak. Masih 10 menit. Nanti ini para analisnya kita masih hold di waiting room ya, Pak. Nanti kalau kita udah lengkap, baru kita pada include ke ruangannya.
Oh ya. Nanti
Tapi
katanya Reza yang jawab pertanyaan semuanya, nggak usah ke saya.
oh, pantesan dia belum belum join sampai sekarang, Pak. Kayaknya
Ya,
langsung
dia lagi
kebat-kebit tuh.
belajar gitu ya. Kira saya
Pantes.
mau tanya-tanya mengenai pertanyaannya, jadi saya cuman bacain aja.
Tapi karena Bapak gitu, dia belum join-join loh, Pak, sampai sekarang, Pak. Oke, Pak. Kita hold dulu ya, Pak.
Hold dulu ya, makasih ya.
Ya. Thank you, Pak.
Yogi, ini bahasa Inggris ya?
Iya Pak, presentasinya Inggris, tapi nanti mereka nanya bisa campur ya.
Oke.
Selamat siang, Pak Made.
Siang, Pak. Saya lagi coba ganti.
Background-nya.
Iya, saking ini kok nggak bisa-bisa.
Iya.
Bentar, ini udah. Oke, okay, got it. Oke, okay, benar ya?
Benar, udah benar, Pak. Siap.
Thank you.
Oh ya, Pak Mul, nanti juga yang kali ini analis bisa raise question-nya direct ya, Pak. Mereka ngobrol nggak cuma dari chat box.
Oke, terima kasih.
Good afternoon, Pak Yas, Pak Mo.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, so we're still playing the backdrop and the music for the time being. We were letting them, letting the analyst in a minute before we start with the protocols and everything, yeah, Pak. So for the time being, I think all the presenters can remain mute for a while until we start at 3.
Okay.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to thank the respective investors and analysts. Thank you for your registration and joining the virtual analyst briefing of PT Bank Danamon Indonesia TBK, the 9 months financial results for fiscal year 2022. This event is virtually held using MS Teams meetings. And before we begin, I would like to emphasize on the following informations. We encourage participants to join this event by using laptop and use a handset to optimize the audio quality. Please ensure that you are joining from a closed room and quiet environment with a stable internet connection. And during the presentation session, please kindly put your phone in silent mode to avoid echo sound and do not access the MS Teams link simultaneously in more than one device. While for the Q&A session, please do not hesitate to raise your questions. You can simply click the raise hand button and I will call your name. Then please open your camera and unmute your microphone. Or alternatively, you can also type it through the chat box column and I will read each question. Please inform your name and company and to whom the question is addressed to. Now, the analyst briefing will start in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to Danamon's 9 months financial results for fiscal year 2022. My name is Yogi Zadian Arif, and today I will once again be your host for today's briefing session. Already with us today, joined from their respective locations, please allow me to welcome Danamon's Board of Directors and President Director of our subsidiary, Adira Finance. Now, before you present the detailed 9 months financial results for fiscal year 2022, I would like to invite Bapak Yasushi Itagaki as President Director of Danamon to deliver his remarks, highlighting the progress of our collaboration highlights. Pak Yas, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Yogi. Very good evening. Selamat sore. Our valued investors and analysts, thank you for joining us at the analyst briefing session. To begin with, I'm delighted to highlight that we continue on solid performance in the third quarter. Next page. The page changed?
Yeah, just wait for Pak Yas. We are
sure
having some glitch on our material sharing. Okay.
Has the page changed?
Still blank at the moment. Just wait, Pak Yas.
Okay.
I will let you know once it's back up again. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, please just bear with us for a while. We're having trouble a little bit on our technology to share the material. Just wait. Okay, Pak Yas, I think we are solved the material. Now it's already up and running on the screen.
Okay.
Move on to the next slide, please, Simi.
Okay.
Thank you, Pak Yas.
Sorry for the inconvenience. well, in this slide, I touch upon the synergies with from MUFG collaboration continue to grow, as you see, as shown in the bar charts. we have accumulated more than 400 transactions. Synergy loans are reaching 16.7 trillion and CASA reaching at 5.1 trillion. I'll share just a few examples of these rising or growing synergies. First one is a real estate financing for Central Park Mall, as you know, a very successful shopping mall in Jakarta. It is one of our large ticket size refinancing transactions recently, where Danamon acted as a sole lender. The Central Park Mall is now jointly owned by Hankyu Hanshin Properties, Japanese properties, and Agunpro Domoro Land, the local partner. Danamon fully leveraged MFG's relationship with Hankyu Hanshin in Japan and our relationship with Agunpro Domoro to win the deal. Likewise, Japanese developers focus on Indonesian market, and we are very confident to realize more transactions like this by collaborating with MUFG. Another example is financing of a personal loan to Grab drivers. As part of a strategic alliance between MUFG and Danamon, MFG and Grab, Danamon has launched various financial products to Grab ecosystem, users, merchants, and drivers. We started providing personal loan to Grab drivers through a peer-to-peer lending company. As shown on the bottom part, the customer acquisition and transactions over our digital banking were continued to steadily increase. In Q3 this year, we kept growing our partnerships with digital players, which includes with Kuro Group, Kawan Lama, Warna Madika, and SNS. These partnerships are executed to benefit our customers while for us expanding our ecosystem reach. Next slide, please. Yeah. Well, our collaboration journey with Adira Finance and MFG on automotive ecosystem had marked another milestone. As one group, last quarter, we were very active and engaged in various major events in line with our commitment in sustainability and financial inclusion. We supported the EV Sustainable Ecosystem and Motor Exhibition and Financial Expo 2022. We just completed another live offline event, the Indonesia 2023 Summit last week, taking Rebuild the Economy as a headline and having special coverage on automotive ecosystem or outlook. We believe the summit provides valuable insights for our customers and our intention to be the most trusted financial group in automotive industry was well received. As a result, the business synergies between Danamon and Adira is gaining traction and building positive momentum, as you see. Taking confidence and looking at the significant growth of these various figures, we believe our early effort and our approach have a very promising potential going forward. Thank you very much. And let me now hand it over back to Yogi, please.
Thank you very much, Pak Yas. Now I shall move to the next agenda. It's time to listen to the presentation on 9 months financial results of fiscal year 2022. I would like to invite Bapak Mulyono Chandra as Finance Director of Danamon to deliver his presentations. Pak Mul, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Yogi, and good afternoon, investor and analyst. So let me go through our 9 month result for the year. Next. So we see on the summary here, basically our on loan, we see that our year-on-year total loan and trade finance grew by 8% year-on-year. Enterprise banking and consumer banking portfolio grew by 16% and 11% year-on-year respectively, supported by segmentation approach and collaboration with MUFG. Adira Finance new financing increased by 21% compared to the same period last year. So very, very strong growth. Granular fundings, institutional approach and digital resulted in a 14% year-on-year growth on CASA. Our CASA ratio reached 64.2% in 9 months from 57.6% last year. And on the asset quality, our consolidated gross NPL percentage improved 40 basis points year-on-year to 2.7%. And our NPL coverage improved from 175% in the same period last year to 217%. Then our LAR percentage, this is include COVID restructure, we still under forbearance, improved 460 basis points year-on-year to 14%. On the profitability, NIM improved by 32 basis points, driven by improvement in funding composition and cost of funds. Just now we've seen that our CASA ratio improved from 57.6% to 64.2%. Will obviously result in an improvement in our cost of fund. Our NPAT increased by almost 80% year-on-year and reached 2.5 trillion in 9 months 2022. Next. On the balance sheet highlight, basically, you'll see that our console asset remained the same as last year with a change composition from government bonds to loans. So as I mentioned earlier, that our total loan portfolio and trade finance increased by 8% year-on-year. From the funding side, the total remained the same as last year, but there is a shift in composition from time deposit to CASA, which resulted in improving our CASA ratio to the 64.2%. Next, let me go through the detailed income statement. So you see that our operating income grew slightly compared to the same period last year, supported by growth in net interest income from the asset growth as well as improvement in cost of funds. OPEX increased by 7% year-on-year due to investment commitment to build our IT, digital capabilities, marketing, and branding. COC improved by 37% year-on-year due to improvement in asset quality. And our operating profit grew by 55%, and NPAT increased by 79% year-on-year to reach 2.5 trillion in 9 months 2022. Next, I'll continue with the key financial ratio. So you see that our NIMs year-on-year improved by 32 basis points, mainly supported by improvement in cost of funds. And compared to the same period last year, our COC and risk adjusted margin better by 152 basis points and 180 basis points respectively. Cost to income ratio, I think we discussed just now, increased due to the investment commitment in IT, digital capabilities, marketing and branding. NPL console gross at 2.7%, or improved by 40 basis points compared to last year. And our loan loss coverage at 217%, improved by 14.8% last year compared to last year. And our loan loss coverage, our loan at risk coverage, including COVID risk, COVID at 41%, or higher by 127 basis points compared to last year. And our CAR remain very strong at 26%. Next, I'll go through the details of our granular funding. So we see that we continue focusing on granular fundings. This can be seen from the funding structure on the bottom left tables. Yeah, where we were able to grow our CASA 25% since September 2020, And since then, our CASA ratio improved from 51.5% to 64.2%. On the liquidity, we have a very healthy liquidity supported by strong LCR and NSFR. Next, on the capital, as I mentioned earlier, that's CONSO CAR at 26.2%. And standalone or bank only at 25.3%, far above the minimum requirement, with almost 100% in the form of Tier 1 capital. Next. So we see that strong growth on the enterprise banking and consumer banking, as we discussed earlier, where enterprise banking able to book the 16% year on year, and on consumer banking's at 11%. Adira showing improvement despite the auto industry sales having stock problems. Next. Our loan composition remains stable and diversified. Next. On the Adira Finance, new financing, we see that increased by 21% year on year. So basically, table on the right is showing the new financings quarter by quarter. And compared to the last year, we see that increased by 21% despite issue on the inventory. And Adira still able to book 5% loan growth, mainly in four-wheelers and multi-purpose loans. Next. Fee income is relatively stable, supported by double-digit growth in non-credit related fee. Next. On the asset quality, so as discussed earlier, that our NPL ratio at 2.7%, improved by 40 basis points compared to the same period last year. Special mention improved by 100 basis points to 8.5%, or in amount improved by 437 billion. And our coverage ratio increased from 175% last year to 217%. Next, our cost of credits improved by from 3.8% last year to 2.3% due to improvement on asset quality. LAR improved from 18.7 trillion from 23.1 trillion last year. And LAR as a percentage to total loan improved from 18.8% to 14.2%. And further, our COVID restructure under forbearance also decreased from 7.5 trillion last year to 3.9 trillion for the, at the end of September. So that's all I have for the financial update. Now I back to you, Yogi. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pak Mul. So ladies and gentlemen, our respective investors and analysts, now is the time for us to start the Q&A session. Please, again, do not hesitate to raise your questions. Again, you can simply click the raise hand button and I will call your name. And of course, you can open your camera and unmute yourself to raise your questions. Or also, alternatively, you can type your question through the chat box column. And I will then read each by one the questions. So while we're waiting, please anyone, you can raise your hand and then I will forward the questions to the BOD members of Danamon.
Habis itu biasa tuh ada arot juga, orang mansek juga, orang ID.
Hi, this is Rajesh here from Doric Capital. Can I ask a question?
Yes, please. Hello, Rajesh. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Long time no see. But please, yes, raise your questions. And please don't forget to mention to whom the question is addressed to also.
Yeah. So actually, anyone from the team can answer this. So when we look at the Indonesian economy, it's been improving post-COVID, and our growth rate is also stabilizing. Can you give a comment on when we can see sustained, you know, at least mid-teen sort of growth rate in loans that we used to have before? What needs to happen for that, and how are we preparing for that?
Okay, thank you very much for the question, Rajesh. May I ask for the response from Pak Honggo on this specific answers questions on stable loan growth?
Yeah, thank you very much, Rajesh. I sort of agree with you. If you look at this, all the indicators of the economy are getting better and better, especially, you know, Indonesia get the advantage of the mining sectors, and the some of the our trade balance are getting better and better. We of course will grow accordingly to the Indonesian growth. Okay, for this year we are looking at the double digit, as you can see, all the numbers are in the corporate and commercial are, you know, in line with the economy growth. While in the consumer and the Adira is slightly behind, not because of the demand, but because of the supply side also having some hiccup, right? So for next year, we are now preparing our budget planning. We are also, I think we are usually the central bank, BI, will give us the guidance. And then we are going to make our budget planning in line with whatever the government growth. I think we are optimistic looking at the prospect, Rajesh. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pak Honggo. So I also see questions already stated in the chat box. Thank you very much for the question, Sabrina from 3Mega. So the question is, are the banks looking on the cups of inorganic growth opportunities going forward? May I ask for Pak Mul to respond on this question, Pak?
So thank you for the questions. I cannot remember the name, but from 3Mega Securities.
From Sabrina, Pak Mul.
Sabrina, yes. So thank you for the question. I think as part of our strategy, I think we are looking for the organic and inorganic growth. So you see that our capital is very strong. So we're really looking forward to how to improve our market share, basically. So anything that's able to improve our performance, better market share, I think we will do that. We will look at it.
Okay, thank you very much, Pak Mul. So I'm now welcome for the next questions. Again, please feel free to open your microphone and raise the
question. Okay, there is a question from Yulinda Hartanto, number one. Have somebody answered that, you know, the consumer's outlook and that's the liquidity process, the liquidity going forward?
Yeah, the idea of liquidity. Not yet on that one. Correct, Pak.
I think the consumers, you know, have to be answered.
Yeah. So, Pak Hafid, may I ask your response to this? But let me just repeat the questions for everyone. So, thank you very much, Yulinda Hartanto. First question is, any guidance on direction for 2023 outlook? So I think Pak Honggo is pretty much covering this part on the previous response. Second question, what are the sources of strong consumer loan growth? Maybe to supplement Pak Honggo's earlier comment, Pak Hafid, may I ask your help on these questions?
Yes, the growth in consumer is predominantly driven by mortgage. So mortgage loan growth double digit 13%, and it's reflected in the disbursement. The disbursement of the mortgages compared to last year increased by 132%, so more than double. So that's why the loan increase double digit.
Thank you for the response, Pak Hafid. Number
two. Okay, let me take the
third question.
Hartanto, number three, about this rupiah LDR. Liquidity. Yulinda, let me take you one step back before the COVID. Yeah, before the COVID, if you look at the balance sheet of the central bank, if you look at the instrument monetary, the monetary instruments, you know, the liquidity in the market approximately 300 to 350. But during the COVID, since the government keep pumping money, you can see on the tables, you know, in the monetary instrument, it goes up to 800 until 850. If I'm not mistaken, at one point of time, close to 900. And then the in the anticipation of the inflations, right, the central bank start to increase the reserve requirement three times. Then if you look at the table, the liquidity in the market is slightly going back to the level 450 and 500. If today, if you look at the on the 26th of October, the total instrument monetary is 540 trillion in the market. So if you ask me, I think the central bank has done a very good job. The liquidity is quite ample in the market. So we are confident. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the response, Pak Honggo. For Bu Yulinda or Bu Sabrina, also Pak Rajesh, if you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to raise. But I also welcome to other analysts who are already joining the call to raise further questions as well.
Hi, Rajesh here again. Just quick question. You know, Sabrina asked as well about the inorganic strategy, and you know, we all know that there's been speculation about MUFG bidding for Panin, and obviously it has an impact on us. So, would you be able to comment on that?
Thank you, Rajesh. Pak Yas or Pak Mu, do you want to have a response on this?
Okay, let me take. Well, I think we are always on the lookout on any growth opportunities, as Pak Mu mentioned. By default, we are looking around growth opportunities in organic way. But as to the point that you questioned, we are at this point not able to mention on any speculation. Okay, that's where we are. That's the best we can say. But of course, always, we are very growth hungry in any manner. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand. When you, one of the things we've been speaking about in Danamon is that, you know, our capital levels are quite high. Obviously, if you make a large acquisition, that will get sorted out in some way. But in the event that it does not happen, you know, you had a policy of, I think, at least 50% payout in terms of the DPS. Is that still something that we plan to continue? Because our earnings are going to be increasing very sharply, and therefore the dividend jump will also be very sharp in absolute terms. So are you comfortable doing that, or are you going to be worried that, you know, in absolute terms, the dividends jumping so much that you don't want to do 50%, or will you stick with the 50%?
Thank you for the follow-up questions, Rajesh. I'm sure Pak Mul is willing to cover on this part.
Thank you, Yogi. I think if you look at from the, and thank you for the question. If you look at the Danamon history, our dividend policy, actually we paid like 35% from our NPAT, except for the 2019, I guess, because of the sale of Adira Insurance. So I think so far we have not really review that policy, and you know, we still look at the our result for year as well as the opportunity, as Payas mentioned just now. So if you look at it from the history, that's basically our dividend policy.
Okay, and final question before I go back into queue is, you know, we've got a bond book, which obviously is getting impacted by the increasing interest rate. And we cover that in our other comprehensive income in our P&L. But in terms of how we actually manage it, are these held to maturity? What is the duration of the book? What is the yield on the book?
Thank you for the follow-up again, Rajesh. I'm afraid, Pamo, I need your response on this also again. Thank you.
So basically, we don't have a significant government bond. If you look from our balance sheet, actually the number has been reduced significantly because we were able to take the opportunity last year as well as in the first quarter of 2022, actually. And a lot of those are basically in the EFS books. Very small amount in for the trading book, if you like.
Thank you.
And the duration, I think, is only short and pretty maximum about like 2 to 2.5 years, if you like.
But if I look at you, at least your first half, that is the first 6 months, I haven't yet studied your 9 month result. But if you look at your first 6 months, there's a significant impact in the other comprehensive income of the mark-to-market in the bonds. So can you comment on that?
Yeah, that's basically the result from the result of mark-to-market from Govies, basically. But as I mentioned, if you compare to last year or a year before, actually the amount is significantly higher. And we were able to take some advantage from the last year as well as the first quarter of this year. But if you look at the number now, the amount is not that significant though. I think it's about like 450. Yeah.
So Pamul, can I add something to Rajesh?
Can please Pak Honggo, yeah.
So Rajesh, thank you for the questions. I think if you look at the published number from month to month, you can see that we are anticipating the trend. Then we are reducing our portfolio from 30% of portfolio is already reduced between from 30 something to 20 something, and then the durations, I think, yeah, is around 2.2 something years. So we are pretty much okay, I think, to manage the portfolio.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for the supplement, Pak Honggo. So we are now open again for the next questions from the analysts and investors. Okay, So let me just wait for another 1 or 2 minutes, just in case there's any additional questions or even follow-up questions from the analysts. If there's none in the next 1 or 2 minutes, probably we'll close this session for today.
Sorry, since there's nobody asking a question, I thought I'll use the time a little bit, Rajesh.
Please, more than happy, Rajesh.
So you, if I look at your credit costs sequentially and also the asset quality sequentially, it's stable, but actually it worsened very slightly. Is that seasonality or are you seeing any particular that you're taking more risk, therefore it's happening? What is the reason for that?
Sure. Thanks, Rajesh. So specifically for this question, may I ask for the response from Padadi?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Yogi. Thank you, Rajesh, you know, for the question. Actually, you know, I suppose you're looking at the quarter to quarter, you know, movements from the third quarter 21 to this current third quarter 22, right? So I wonder where...
June quarter 22 to September quarter 22.
Oh, all right, you know, and in that case, you know, I actually wonder why you have an impression that, you know, our indicators, you know, assets quality indicators are actually worsening, because, you know, the way we look at it, we don't actually see that happening, you know, at least, you know, between in the last 1 year, you know, if anything, you know, the I think the most comprehensive indicator on the assets quality that we can see, right, you know, keeping in mind of the COVID restructuring portfolio, I think the single most telling indicator that you can see is actually LAR, right, loan at risk, because it captures everything from NPL, special mention, and also including all the restructured accounts. You know, including the COVID restructured accounts that continue to be kept at collectability one. So based on that, you know, that is actually reducing, right? And all the other indicators, you know, are also improving, you know, both quarter on quarter, year on year. So, you know, I actually wonder, you know, if you can help me to point out, you know, where the where, you know, you actually see a worsening, actually.
Actually, as I said, it's stable. But if I look at the June 22 to September 22 in your presentation, you can see the slide. There's this like a point, 20 basis points increase in the, what do you call that, the NPL ratio. And you're right, though, that the LAR did fall. But if you look at the, it went, I think, from 2 point, if I don't remember it, the number, I remember is 20 basis points increase. So that was the only comment. But I can't see the slide right now because I don't have it in front of me.
Yogi, can you probably show any slide that shows that? You know, because I cannot,
sure,
actually, Padadi. Sorry, Rajesh, I cannot quite think
let
of
Let me
any,
put up the screen. Just wait a second.
Yeah, any indicator, you know, be it NPL or anything where we are worsening by about 20 basis points. So, yeah, let's see. Is there anything, Yogi?
Yeah, it's already up. So, Rajesh, can you point it out back again, which specific indicators that you're referring to?
I think he's referring to page 8, Yogi.
Okay.
That's on the COC, maybe, Padadi.
Oh, okay. Oh, on COC? Yeah. So basically, on COC, you know, it is indeed, you know, fluctuating from month to month. You know, as you know, we actually see the needs to provide more in a certain month than others. But at any rate, you know, our COC, you know, would actually be very much be stable, you know, in previous quarters, you know, I've actually mentioned, you know, where it should be going, you know, which is in line with our long-term COC level. So if you have watched us, you know, for a long time, you will see that our COC in normal years would run anywhere between 2.5 to 3%. So this year it will, and of course, you know, in the previous years, right, 2020, 2021, because of the pandemic, you know, it has run up higher than 3%, you know, which is due to the abnormality, right, arising from the pandemic. For this year, we believe it is actually returning to the normal level. And, you know, of course, 2.5 to 3% is a wide range. And it should be, you know, closer to the lower bound, which is lower boundary, which is 2.5%. So it does fluctuate from month to month, quarter on quarter, right? But all in all, during the year, it should be closer to the normal boundary of 2.5%.
Thank you so much. That was very clear.
Thank you, Rajas.
Okay. Thanks for the explanations, Padadi. So any further questions from the analysts and investors? Okay, so I guess we're about to end this Q&A sessions. Again, Rajas, Yolinda, and Sabrina, thank you very much for your valuable questions. So ladies and gentlemen, the respective investors and analysts, once again, thank you for taking part in the PT Bank Danamon Indonesia TBK 9 months financial results for fiscal year 2022. Should you have any questions and interests, please do not hesitate to reach us through our investor relations mailbox at investor.relations@danamon.co.id. Stay safe, stay healthy. See you at the next Danamon corporate event. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.